Hello and welcome to The Print. My name is Sharan Puwana, an associate editor of The Print and report on policy, politics, infrastructure and startups from Karnataka and its capital Bengaluru, where it appears that a LinkedIn profile is not just used for seeking employment or expanding your networks, but also a requirement to rent a home. Home seekers say that trying to look for a house is like making a pitch presentation and resembles the Hunger Games as landlords make outlandish demands and brokers force on-the-spot decision-making. Brokers have been demanding to see LinkedIn profiles and other details of home seekers before they can connect you to the homeowner and finalize a deal if the astronomical rentals doesn't throw you off at first. According to real estate consultancy firm Anarock, rentals in Bengaluru have gone up by 15-30% in recent months as companies recall their staff back to offices and do away with the practice of work from home that had become the norm in the last 2 years due to COVID-19 pandemic-related disruptions. The practice of 10 months advance has also returned as office goers return in droves, giving landlords the power to impose their terms on home seekers. But a good profile alone isn't good enough to seal the deal, as one has to be prepared to cough up exorbitant rents and agree to conditions like no late-night parties and restrictions on visits from the opposite sex. Brokers say that landlords are averse to entertaining unmarried people in their homes and are unlikely to budge on the rentals as demand soars in several localities across the IT capital. Home seekers can either pay more money or risk living further away from their respective offices, which means spending more time in traffic. Poor quality of public infrastructure and slow-moving traffic are among the biggest challenges for commuters and the over 12 million residents of Bengaluru. There are times when one can be stuck in traffic for hours on end for even short distances. Thank you for listening.